Hi, my name is Dr. Stanley Jordan from Cedars-Sinai, Los Angeles, and I'm here today to give you my 10 talk on desensitization. First of all, let's talk about desensitization. What is desensitization? Well, B cells and antibodies have emerged as the primary mediators of antibody entry to allografts and are the preeminent immunologic barrier to transplantation. So I've spent my life working on this, or at least my professional life, to try to develop therapies that would be useful in preventing antibody entry to allografts. The word desensitization really is a misnomer. What that means is that, in general, in immunology, if you're allergic to a substance, you would receive very small injections, say, of an antibiotic over time to desensitize your body to that through probably induction of Treg cells. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're going to talk about is antibody reduction therapy, blocking antibody rebound so that we can give somebody a kidney transplant and they won't reject it. So to understand desensitization, we have to first talk about what is sensitization. So in terms of what we're going to cover today, sensitization is to HLA antigens. How does that occur? First, it occurs when people are exposed to tissues, blood, maybe other types of human tissue through transplants, bone grafts, that sort of thing, where HLA, or human leukocyte antigen molecules, are seen. HLA molecules are different in each individual. There's a great deal of polymorphism in these molecules that is there to help us survive. If everybody had the same antigen-presenting machinery and there was a virus that came along, it would kill everybody. So we're all different in that regard. But if we see those differences in terms of being exposed to somebody else's tissues, we make antibodies to them. How does that happen? Well, here I've tried to outline it. And we'll start over here in this far left-hand corner. So if HLA antigen, say here a class 2 molecule, individual is exposed to this, and this is the donor HLA. Antigen-presenting cells, or APCs, process this and present this HLA molecule to T follicular, or TFH cells. These cells are critical in activating B cells. T follicular cells respond to interleukin-6 and produce IL-21, which are very important B cell driving cytokines. And the B-naive cells develop into B memory cells. Here again, interleukin-6 is very critical in driving these B memory cells, at least a cadre of them, to plasmablasts, which make a lot of IL-6, driving plasmablasts to plasma cells, make copious amounts of DSA, or donor-specific antibody. IL-6 over here drives further germinal center formation by stimulating T follicular cells. So this is a really important paradigm on how sensitization works. So once these antibodies are made, and if you have a kidney, and this is the kidney endothelium here, the kidney transplant, for example, these are endothelial cells. These antigens are present on the cells. Well, how does antibody injure these cells? Well, there's three primary mechanisms. Number one is what we call ENDAT, or just endothelial activation by the antibody binding to the HLA molecule. In general, what we see is elevation of interleukin-6 production in the endothelial cell, fibroblast growth factor activation, von Willebrand factor, P-selectins. All these tend to coalesce and produce a proliferative vasculopathy, causing obliterative changes in the vessel. The most severe injuries, though, are mediated by these other two pathways, complement activation, where antibodies binding to the HLA, complement is activated. Let me show you how that works. So complement binds here to the Fc region. This is the Fc. And complement 1, C1q, R, and S binds to C4, which binds to C2. This forms the C3 convertase. C3 is converted or is split into C3A, which is a mild anaphylatoxin, and C3B. This splits C5 into C5A and C5B. This coalesces with C6 through 9 to make the C5b through 9 membrane attack complex, or MAC. C5a, or actually receptors for C5a on the endothelium, binds there along with the C5b through 9 to kill the cells. This causes thrombotic microangiopathy and results in the death of the graft. Even as important, though, is the next pathway of injury, which is ADCC, where antibodies bind to the target but engage Fc gamma 3b receptors on the macrophages, polymorphonuclear leukocytes, and NK cells, or natural killer cells. They release interferon gamma and CD107A, or perforin, to cause the kidney to, or the endothelial cell to be destroyed. So these pathways injure the cell and cause rejection of the graft. Now, if we have this in place, what are we going to do about it? What kind of therapies can we offer a patient to, quote, desensitize them or have antibody reduction? Well, the most important things about an ideal desensitization agent would be the following. One, it'd have to remove donor antibodies, prevent rebound, inhibit complement, and possibly inhibit ADCC. So how do we accomplish that? Well, let's talk first about what we currently have as therapeutic agents. And I have listed these in three categories: those that prevent or are related to antibody removal, antibody prevention of antibody rebound, and then anti-complement. So antibody removal, we have two current therapies, PLEX, or plasma exchange, which is basically taking the plasma out, throwing it away, replacing it with a albumin or fresh frozen plasma where there are no HLA antibodies. This is a very effective treatment. We also have used IVIG, and IVIG has really interesting mechanisms of action. There are three primarily, they're not mutually exclusive, but there are three mechanisms of action that have sort of merged or have emerged as most likely in reducing antibody. First is anti-idiotypic. Here, if we have a DSA, there are antibodies in the IVIG that block it and prevent it from injuring the kidney. Another important is the Fc receptor N. Fc receptor N is a neonatal Fc receptor on endothelium. It recycles IgG all the time, gives the IgG in the body a half-life of about 30 days. This is every IVIG, both good and bad. IVIG will block those Fc receptor Ns and reduces the half-life to about 2 days. So just by reducing their circulation through the endothelium, you can remove these antibodies. And finally, there is a receptor called DCSIGN, S-I-G-N, on macrophages with which IVIG interacts and induces a tolerance type effect in macrophages where we see downregulation of inflammation, and we also see upregulation of the negative Fc gamma 2b on B cells and plasma cells, which turns off antibody. Rebound, we really only have a couple of things. We have rituximab, which knocks out the B cells. It's very effective in removing memory B cells. So a lot of data out there now showing that we can block rebound with Rituxan. Plus or minus with bortezomib, this drug does appear to block some rebound, but not for very long periods of time. And the complement inhibitors, we have C1 inhibitor and anti-C5. Well, let's talk about that in a minute, right now, because if we go back up here, we have two really nice drugs that could block complement and block this pathway. Anti-complement, eculizumab blocks C5, so it would knock out the C5a and C5b and the C5b through C9 membrane attack complex, so it would really inhibit this severe injury phenotype here. This drug, C1 esterase inhibitor, or C1-INH, blocks the apposition of C1Q, R, and S, and so it would inhibit complement in the very early portions of complement activation, also probably has a role in preventing injury to the allograft. Now, so that's sort of what we have currently. Let's talk about what's on the horizon, because we have to have new things if we're going to really get after this problem. So new drugs in the antibody removal area, one in particular called IDIS. And this is a very interesting drug. IDIS is an enzyme made by Streptococcal pyogenes. And what it does, it takes the cleaves IgG molecules here into FAB prime 2 and FC, and very quickly does this. So in many ways, that kind of agent would solve this problem in terms of complement. It would also solve this problem because you would remove the ability of ADCC, or antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity, and CDC to kill cells. In terms of rebound, a new anti-CD20 called Gazyva, G-A-Z-Y-V-A, is available. And this drug is very interesting. It seems to be more potent than rituximab and is now in clinical trials in desensitization. I should say both these drugs are in clinical trials. Another very interesting agent in the new category would be anti-cytokine. And here, guess which cytokine we're going to talk about is IL-6. So blocking it here, blocking it here, blocking it here would have a number of important effects on immune activation by reducing T follicular cell activation, blocking plasmablast growth and development, also inducing Tregs, which would all have a beneficial effect on preventing antibody rejection and allowing a patient to be desensitized. This is also under clinical trial effects. My name's Dr. Stanley Jordan. I hope you enjoyed my talk on desensitization. It was a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you.